cliffcentral.com.
You know what that means? It's Retarded Friday. Hey, everybody, it's Retarded Friday. So we'll be doing the whole show as retarded people. Are you ready, Ben?
Yeah.
That's the right answer.
Not offended enough people this week.
Oh, yeah, come on.
Quotes are running low.
Black. Ready?
I was this close to putting on Wade, the manager of Brownies and Downies on right now. This close. And he said, phone me back in 15.
Thank God, all right.
Imagine he listened to that.
Oh, well, then you know what? You're telling me he's not going to get comments like that?
No, he probably will.
Please. At least we're supporting him, giving him some publicity. Anyway, I don't care about sensitive people anymore. I'm over them. That's what I decided the other day. How's everybody? How are we doing this Retarded Friday, Mubs? Strong? Ready for the weekend?
No, I have a virus, thanks to Sia. So I'm just...
Is it Sia? Do we know for sure?
No, well, he's been coughing and spluttering all over the office, so it's him.
That's so annoying.
Gareth, when are we getting these yellow hazmat suits? Because these viruses in this place...
Well, it's not Zika virus, is it?
No, I haven't had unprotected sex with anyone who just came back from Brazil, so no.
Unlucky you. And you haven't produced any children who look like ticks.
I don't have children.
Yeah, that's, well, I'm just checking. You never know. Something could have changed.
No, it's just a cold or the flu or whatever it is.
So what are you planning? A shitty weekend of recuperation?
Yeah, I've already got my drugs.
Oh, Mubs.
I slept for like 10 hours yesterday.
Sleep and drugs. You can conquer the world on those two. Mm. As long as you have enough of both.
But it does kind of ruin your weekend, huh? Did you have any plans that you have to throw out of the window?
Yeah. I'm going to have to postpone some things.
Oh, you sound miserable. Sorry about that. Mm. Ben, how's your Retarded Friday going?
So much better, Gareth. I almost feel half human today.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, good night's sleep. Probably just this Transact pad just doing wonders right now.
Oh, you got a Transact.
But you know, like smokers when they try to quit and they have those patches?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like that guy now with back stuff. But I think I've turned the corner finally.
But aren't you supposed to go back to your physio and have him work you again?
I just
again?
Haven't got the time, unfortunately, Mubs, because I've got to do that daredevil run today in a Speedo.
Oh, my God. Are you going to do that with your sore back?
It's a walk more than a run. Yeah. I'm very much walking it. Only next week can I go back and get prodded and probed.
Do a lot of guys like doing this whole thing in the Speedo, right?
I think it's like one of those things. Everyone feels the need to do something charitable in their life, but it's always a bit of a mission. Whereas with this, you get to give some money to cancer awareness and stuff, mm-hmm. and it's a really cool cause.
Yeah.
Plus, it's kind of fun because when do you get to run around in a Speedo in a built-up suburban area? And not be
arrested.
Yeah.
No, that's true.
So it's a nice combination of two things. You get to feel like, as they say, a daredevil. Mm-hmm. And you are actually contributing towards good things. I mean, the proceeds of this go to various things. But I mean, one of them is like just testing stations for guys. You know, check what's going on.
Oh, you get your balls sorted out?
Yeah.
Can I pop round for that?
Well.
Who checks you?
Less popping, but more coming round, yeah.
No, but I mean, who checks?
Trained professionals, Gareth.
Okay.
It's not just some guy thinking, I'll give this a go.
Should hope not.
It's like some guy with warm hands.
Yeah, but I can imagine like a whole lot of old creepy pervs would pitch up there. And, you know, hi, could I just feel your bollocks quickly if they're testicular cancer?
It does start in your legs, so I mean,
anything's possible. Yeah, anything's possible. How do you check for testicular cancer? Do you know this?
I don't know everything, Gareth, but I know it's got to do with you can find lumps and irregular sizes and that kind of stuff.
Hmm.
But the whole thing is, like, always get tested because when you detect these things earlier, like, you know, with how many times have we chatted to Mark Pilgrim about this? You get it done early before anything really bad happens and you can fight any sort of cancer.
I've got big balls. Oh.
Apparently, there's a special at Brownies and Downies today. Today, if you order a coffee and a brownie, they come back to you with a banana.
Bouncing, my ballroom always full, and
Hey, Sia, how's your retarded Friday going? What?
Well,
that was a good
segue. So as you talking about like whether they're qualified people who'll be doing these tests a little later, did you guys hear about the 18-year-old in Florida who's been pretending to be a doctor?
No, is this Florida, West Rand, Joburg?
Doogie Howser.
No, Florida in America.
That's Doogie Howser, right?
Never a dull moment. So this teenager, he calls himself Dr. Love. He had like this legit looking website as well.
Uh-huh.
And was posing as a gynecologist. So he would go to these random offices and he'd walk into the actual practices and nurses would somewhat find someone in this lab coat and
what a story.
All the right equipment. So they thought he was a legit doctor and there'd be patients walking in and out. This went on for the longest of times and he's now been finally arrested. He was arrested on Tuesday and was still giving interviews afterwards saying that he's going to take this seriously and how dare they say that he's not, you know, a doctor, and he's going to take legal action against this.
I would be very nervous if I were a woman or a man and I pitched up and my doctor was 18.
Well, he doesn't look 18.
How old does he look?
Is he very
bedraggled and kind of...
Okay, he
looks like he's had a tough life.
You see, when you see him in the lab coat, he can pull off looking like a doctor.
It's like Leonardo DiCaprio and Catch Me If You Can. That's what he
did. CS 21. If I had to come to you and you were wearing 100 lab coats and you had glasses on, I still wouldn't let you treat me.
Mm-mm.
You know? Would you, Mubs? Especially for a gynecologist. Mm. As a woman, you can tell straight away if there's something creepy going on, right?
Well, clearly not all women because this kid managed to get away with it.
Well, it's retarded Friday. Maybe some people made a mistake.
Oh, my goodness.
But, sorry, getting back to that whole Daredevil run, are you still going to come as a spectator? Because you told me you're not going to run, but you'll definitely come watch.
You see, my fluey self needs to just go straight into bed. But yes, I was going to initially
show
some. Your
fluey self, you've just passed it on to my bunny, you know that. That's why she's so angry with you.
I think my bunny just has a combination of things that are leading to the Zika virus. I just have flu.
I don't think so.
Earlier in the week, Mr. SA was here in his purple Speedo.
Oh, yeah?
And the people were taking photos. And CSA said, well, you know, can I come watch? Is this a Speedo?
Ben, don't make it a thing. That
Prior to that, he was like, oh, Speedos. And then this guy rocks up with like 12-pack pecs and arms all day.
We were actually having an insightful conversation around this run. You even offered, you wanted me to partake.
I gave you a Speedo. And then you were like, no.
During this conversation with Mr. Say, were you looking at into his eyes or were you looking below?
I was totally being professional, you guys.
Okay.
He was looking through the camera.
Like a can of soup?
Wherever he wanted it.
Am I never not professional? Actually, never mind. Don't answer that.
Am I making you hot?
What was that you asked the guy?
What size penis do you have?
Is that you, Sia?
I highly doubt that.
His voice gets a bit trembly when he gets nervous like that.
You sound very different when you're excited.
Oh, my
goodness. I'm wearing a negligee. Pull out your testicles.
There we go. That's who's going to be checking your checking your balls for testicular cancer. Can you imagine?
Look at that. Isn't that the most gorgeous thing you've ever seen? And look at his body, muscles. You're worked out.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to come.
All right. Very big, busy start to the morning today. Can I bring up that I'm on Tim Noakes' side.
Uh-oh.
Wow, where did this come from?
What I suddenly thought about this guy, what he's really defending is that he said on Twitter, this is what I suggest you do with your baby. Now, that's not going to a doctor, getting a proper prognosis, diagnosis, being given medical advice, being given 140 characters on Twitter is Twitter. If you're dumb enough to think that that's proper medical advice, then you're the idiot, not Tim Noakes. I mean, I'm going to go on there. This guy pretends he's a doctor at 18 in America. He could have gone on Twitter and given free medical advice, right? Whose fault is it if you believe him?
Exactly.
Your fault. Another way, no one in this country checks anything. we'll let this guy order the trains from Spain. It turns out he's bullshitted everybody about his doctorate. We take it for granted that people are who they say they are. I check everybody out. You know, I was having this conversation. Who was it yesterday I was talking to about this? Oh, Lesejo from The Gentleman by Choice. We were talking about how your qualifications don't necessarily make you who you are, and your qualifications don't necessarily make you the best at who you are, at what you do. But you need to know what someone has and what they don't. I mean, for a doctor, for example, it's kind of important that they're qualified.
Yeah.
You know, not so much if it's a business analyst or a business mentor. Because you might want business mentoring from someone like Branson, who doesn't have a degree. Do you get what I'm saying? Tim Noakes, what do you go to him for? Medical advice or nutritional advice. Are the two the same? No. Nutritional advice isn't necessarily life or death, right? Medical advice is. Now, if we're going to take everyone at their literal word on social media, then everybody's going to be suing everybody. And already it's a horrible place. Do we want to make it that much worse? So my whole point is, yeah, let Tim Noakes do what he does. He's giving people advice. He's got this crazy banting diet that everybody's crazy about, especially fat people. They're excited as all hell. You know why? It says to them they can eat as much fat as they want.
Yeah.
Now, that's like me saying to someone who loves going to the movies, oh, you got free movie tickets for the year. Of course, people are going to get excited about it. That doesn't mean that because he's a doctor, now everything, he's going to go on Twitter and start dispensing advice about, well, okay, you got a temperature, take this kind of drug.
It's like, do you sue Google when you don't have cancer? Because you know, if you Google anything,
do I have cancer? Google says no. And you find out you do have it. You can't sue Google. Whatever happened to people taking responsibility for their own lives? I see everybody trying to make it someone else's problem. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There are a lot of people in this world who are looking for someone else to take responsibility for them. They're looking for a mommy or a daddy who can take the responsibility off of their hands. Well, the bad news is eventually you're going to have to do it for yourself. And I don't know. I look around. I don't see a lot of people who are able to make decisions for themselves. And I see people who, when they do make decisions for themselves, they sometimes get it wrong, and then they just get too frightened to make the next decision. No one's going to do that stuff for you. On that note, Flax, how's your moving out of home thing going? Have you discussed this with your mother?
No. I spoke to my dad, though. He's more open about it.
Yeah, because your mother's going to hit the ceiling when she hears that you're going to move
out. We've signed a lease. We move in on Thursday.
Now, when you say we, Is this in your name?
No, it's my girlfriend's
name. Okay, because if you had to have it in your name, then mom would have to know.
Yeah.
And you'd be in shit.
But I sort of see, so we get the place on Thursday, but I sort of see us only moving in about 2 weeks later, because I don't really want to move into a place that's unfurnished. I want to have a TV, I want to have like a bed and all that, so I want to spend time furnishing the place and move in and have a proper home.
Well, you're lucky you've got the option. For a lot of people, it's kind of, you've got 7 days or whatever it is between this lease ending and that one starting, and you have to move straight in. So if you can take some time, it helps.
Yeah.
You don't have to rush. Plus, I think you're going to have a very tough time telling your mom you're moving out. She's going to have an even tougher time getting to grips with it.
No, she'll have a tough time getting to grips, but I think she'll get used to it.
Oh, I don't know, hey? You're not like everybody.
I'm so excited, though. I'm buying like a PS4 next week, TV.
Didn't you say you wanted to focus on furnishing the place?
Yeah, but I really want to have like Grand Theft Auto and FIFA and the boys over.
And what are they going to sit on?
Well, I'm working on that phase. That's phase two. Phase one is PS4.
Yeah. Okay. This sounds like you've really thought it through.
And I need a bed.
So you're going to get a PS4 before a bed?
I don't know. Just want a PS4.
How much do you think a bed costs?
Probably about 4 to 6.
Yeah.
I saw a bed the other day cost $34,000.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't need that. Plus, you know what I did? I went and bought a mattress when I moved into my house. Bought a new mattress. They had mattresses there for 20,000 rand.
some of the things these mattresses do, though.
No, I don't care. I bought the cheapest one I could find.
But
and I don't have Ben's back problems.
You can get bad back problems from sleeping on a bad bed.
What do you think our ancestors did, though? And by ancestors, I just mean like 50 to 100 years ago. They didn't get CD posturepedics.
They were tougher than us, though. Yeah, I mean, we're pussies compared to them.
They had like bags filled with straw, right? Yeah.
They performed surgical procedures of themselves. Women gave birth to children by themselves in their huts.
While at work.
Exactly.
I mean, they were hardcore.
Women were like, I think the child's coming. They didn't call the father and say, we've got to rush to the hospital. They were like, there it is.
They didn't even miss their turn in a bridge game.
So they were no epidurals.
No. No, exactly.
Dinner was not late that night.
We're babies compared to them.
Oh, totally. That's why I try and keep some perspective about all of this. Hey, Sia, what are you doing this weekend?
Oh, what am I doing this weekend?
Who are you doing this
weekend? Ah, you guys.
What guests are coming up today? Then we'll know. Let me have a look at this. I'll tell you what you're doing this weekend.
Yeah.
Okay, you got guests on Untapped Talent. I don't think you're going for any of them. But there might be interesting guests on Sex Talk because they're talking about anal stimulation, anal penetration, anal toys.
Oh, yes.
And meditation through anal massage and more.
Meditation through anal massage.
It's all anal today. Isn't that great?
Wow.
Yeah. You might learn something interesting there.
Okay.
Make sure you don't miss the anal show with the Sex Talk crew. They'll all be in. Anastasia will tell you about anal stuff as well. Then we got Casper. Who's he got? Let's see. Casper and team try to find the person who saved Helfrida from the tragic Bucky fall. Wow. I am out of the loop on this one.
That dog's full of drama, huh? Goes missing now, Bucky fall.
Yes, it's this dog. Yeah, I think, you know what? I think Helfrida really should be kept in the yard. The extra special guest is mega drag star. Is that Cherry? Cherry Dupre. Cherry Dupre.
Cherry, I think.
I don't know. How do you say that?
C-E-R-I.
Well, yeah.
If she's the same one that was on the Unview, it's pronounced Cherry.
Okay, Cherry then. Cherry Dupre. Get the latest gossip from Betty Bangles and don't miss the exclusive in-studio reveal about the pink Lurie Mardi Gras. So no potential there, Sia, for you to get laid. Then The Buzz with Jason Von Berg, Jen Soon, and Nikita Camacho. This was a fertile hunting ground for you just 2 weeks ago.
Uh-oh.
Have you heard from that guy?
You guys.
Come on, tell me the truth. Have you heard from him?
No, it's fizzled out.
Oh.
We're over that.
Promise?
Yes.
What, he just didn't get back to you?
No, I'm just over it.
Oh, you didn't get back to him?
So, no, it was an amicable fizzle.
Ah.
If that makes sense.
Just remind me how you got hold of this dude.
Oh, yeah.
What happened again? He came in, male model. Yeah, what happened? Go on.
Sort of, kind of, maybe there were vibes.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. And
there
then
was a winged lady involved.
You are a vibe. Of course there was.
Okay, and there was?
There was a winged lady involved. A
cat.
And details were soft.
Oh, so she got the phone number for you. So you went straight for the phone number. There was no Facebooking or Twittering
or
Instagramming. Oh.
Yes, that came afterwards.
Okay. All right. You got a modus operandi.
I remember Kat goes, hey, can I get your number in case we need you for like a fitness thing on our show?
Wow. Sounds excellent. You know what else sounds excellent is this Brownies and Downies. Now, this is a real place in Cape Town. I want to find out about this. I'm going to go to Wade, who runs the place. And let's ask him all the questions. I'm very impressed at how quickly Flax got hold of these guys. Hey, Wade, good morning.
Hey, hi there.
How are you?
Okay, and yourself?
This is a very interesting concept you've got going on. You've got a coffee shop, and all your staff are Down syndrome, right?
No, not just Down syndrome. We cater for alcohol fetus syndrome.
Wow.
We cater for learning disability. We cater for autism and Down syndrome, yes.
This sounds like a fertile hunting ground for people I want on my show. Can we come and do a show from there one morning?
Yeah, it's not a problem. It sounds like a good idea.
Tell me how you came up with this idea. I have massive respect for people who think out of the box. This is a great idea. Tell me how it happened.
Well, basically, the actual idea came from overseas. I can't take credit for that. It originated in the Netherlands by two guys and about 5 years ago. And the founder of the Brownies and Downies here, Wendy Vermeulen, she's my business partner. We met last year and she told me about the concept. I thought it was awesome. She's a social worker. And we just started working towards making it reality every year.
It's very impressive. Did you have a family member maybe, or were you interested in this because you care about people who have some kind of mental challenge?
I don't have a family member, but I'm a Christian, and I do care about helping people, but I'm also I love business. I'm a businessman by heart. Business just intrigues me, and it is a perfect marriage between the two because I can help people while fulfilling my dream of running my own business as well.
That's terrific. And you give jobs to people who normally wouldn't get jobs because they get most of these people get swept away by society. You know, they don't get given an opportunity, and a lot of them are very capable people if you give them simple tasks and they can do things they enjoy. Right?
I can guarantee you. Over the last 2 weeks, we only opened last week Monday. Some of our young adults, we give them complex tasks, and they are blowing us away with the amount of things that they're doing.
I'm not surprised.
Taking beautiful food and cooking, and it's amazing.
Right. I mean, I got Michael Flax here. He can't do half the things that those mentally challenged people that you've got. Now, tell me, when it comes to levels of kind of mental ability, do you have certain people who work for you who are very, very difficult to work with, and there are others who are much, much more functional?
Unfortunately, as it is a coffee shop and it's in the public eye and we are serving customers, we do unfortunately have to usually take on the medium to high functioning young adults.
You can't have a complete drooling, messed up retard in the back burning themselves on the steam machine or anything, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I definitely wouldn't call them that.
Sorry. I'm not very politically correct. Yeah. Apologies.
But, there are places for those type of adults. But for us, being right in the public eye and serving customers, we do need the sort of higher functioning, medium to high functioning. And yes, some of them are a little bit harder to work with, but I mean, honestly, everyone is different. Yourself, myself, all the listeners, everyone is different, and it's just to find out the intricacies of dealing with each other and etiquette of dealing with each other and with them. It's they are who they are, and we just have to accept that. It's a unique trait of theirs, as we have unique traits as well.
So obviously, the Downies part refers to Down syndrome, and the Brownies part, what's that? Is that because when I first saw the name, I thought maybe it was to do with like weed, and that you sold sold weed and gave people a bit of a downer.
No, okay. No, that's definitely not it. Oh. The Brownies refers to the Brownies that we sell overseas as well. That every cup of coffee or every cappuccino comes with a little brownie on the side. And people have been absolutely raving about the brownies as well. I think we lost yesterday. We sold out of 8 kgs of brownies.
Wow!
Last week, 10 kgs on one day. So it's been absolutely insane.
Are you sure your staff are not eating all the brownies?
You've got to keep a vigilant eye.
Yeah, exactly.
they're too delicious. I need to keep a vigilant eye myself as well.
Sure, of course. Needs a lot of management, this. Does it add to your responsibilities as a manager because you're dealing with staff who, they might not have the kind of mental acuity that a lot of, in inverted commas, normal people have? So you have to watch them and help them out, and maybe they have questions or they get a little bit flummoxed or, you know, one of the maybe a customer comes in and they're a bit difficult and they don't know what they're dealing with.
Touch wood, we haven't had a major fallout yet. It is obviously a reality that sometimes they might need a bit of a timeout or they'll be tired or they'll be missing their parents or something like that. We take them to, we've got a chill out room at the back, which I'm actually sitting in at the moment. Okay. They just come in and relax and just take a moment. Either Wendy or myself or someone else will come and speak to them and just see what's bothering them. And they can chill out for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, however long they need, and then they can come back on the floor.
Well, that sounds fantastic. I wonder how many people even think about these things in their workplace. And you know, there are probably lots of places in the world that could hire people like this. They just choose not to because it suits them to not make it their problem, if you know what I mean. I think it's great that you do.
Yeah, thank you. It does. I mean, half of the problem is some companies just aren't aware of how to deal with them and think it might be just easier to hire someone else. We also offer, one of our approaches is to educate the South African community as well, and also eventually, if we see they're doing well, yeah, then move them onto some of our partners or some or other companies, place them there, and train those companies how to deal with it.
Yeah, it sounds amazing, man. I really am. I'm a big fan of this. I want us to come and do a show from there sometime soon.
That sounds great, guys.
Yeah, I'd love it. And a lot of these people, I mean, they must also have talents of their own, right?
Talents? Oh, yeah. I mean, one of the guys is a self-proclaimed singer, and he came and sang for us, and hey, he knew all the words, he knew everything. I think he sang Baby Chocolate.
Wow.
And one of the guys, you can always see him dancing in the front when he's not waitering, so it's amazing.
Send me some of those recordings, man. We'll make them famous.
I'll do that. We can get the 20 million views past Justin Bieber.
Damn right. I mean, if Bieber can do this, then we can definitely. All right. I love it. Thank you, dude. And well done to what you... You know, I appreciate, Wade, people who don't consider these people a peripheral part of society, that include them in normal stuff. Because I work with people with brain injuries, and I think that these are some of the most interesting people. Plus, they get treated differently all the time, and all they really want is to be treated the same as the rest of us.
Yeah, exactly. They just—it's amazing to see the spark and the happiness in our adult lives when they working. I mean, some of them we tell them, okay, you got to go home at about 4 o'clock or 3:30. Some of them would change out of their work clothes, and you leave them for a second, you come back, and they're still working. And guys, what do you have to do? You need to just go back to your parents.
You're like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. Don't you know what's good for you? Go ahead, get some R&R.
All right, dude. Well, listen, it's great work you're doing. Well done, Wade.
Thank you, guys.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. There we go. Huh. And thank you to whoever it was that brought it up. One of our listeners sent a message to Screen on WeChat saying that there's a place called Brownies and Downies. So well done.
10 kilograms of brownies, and they only give you a small one next to your coffee. That's a lot.
Yeah, what they told you, what they didn't tell you was that like three of the staff members demolished about 3/4 of that. Like, we found the muffins!
That's a roaring trade.
No, it's good stuff. I really think this is terrific. And all the bullshit aside, it's a good idea. All right, let's move on. We've got things to do, people to see, places to go. Ben has some sport for us. We got
so much.
Markets with Anthea. We got a couple of questions for her there as well. I got some emails to get to. We have your calls on 0861-555-189. Don't forget, you can call anytime. We don't care if Mubs is busy with the news, if I'm talking up something that I care about, or if Ben is going crazy about sport. You can interrupt at any time to tell us what you want to talk about. That's the most important thing. 0861-555-189. That wasn't meant to happen. Sorry. Hang on. I'll come back to that later on. This summer's going to hurt like a motherfucker. We'll get to that in a moment. Let me quickly tell you, while we're doing this, about Showmax. Do you want to know about Showmax, Mubs?
Sure.
You love Showmax. Ben loves Showmax. I love Showmax. We're all trying it out at the moment. Everybody wants to know what's going on with Showmax. So let me give you the lowdown. Households are peaceful. You know why? Because now there is Showmax. That's because you can watch on two devices at the same time. And there's no more wrestling over which show to watch or watching the same show over and over again. Simply download the free Showmax app and get the world's best series and movies to watch online anytime on your smartphone, your tablet, your computer, or your smart TV. You can now enjoy uninterrupted hours of the best current and award-winning drama, comedy, action, and adventure for only 99 rand a month. All you need to do is sign up at showmax.com to subscribe and get your 7-day free trial. No obligations. and you can cancel anytime. That's showmax.com. Go and have a look at them today. Sign up and you will thank me tomorrow. They've got every kind of show that you could possibly imagine, and in every way possible, it could be delivered to the very devices that you carry around with you every single day. It's the easiest thing. It's like cliffcentral.com, except it's TV series. Here we provide you with shows about everything from leadership to sex, and from animals to Casper de Vries. It's craziness, right? And it's just the same on Showmax. They are for video, what cliffcentral.com has already taught you to do with audio. It's the easiest thing in the world. Get into it. Get behind these guys and try it out, at very least. It's going to cost you nothing if you do a 7-day trial.
When you're in the back seat with four multicolored aliens and a talking bear, you don't ask questions. Questions like,
where are we going anyway?
Can I have another cookie?
Mom, are we there yet?
Because when you can watch Teletubbies, Winnie the Pooh, and all the best kid shows online anytime for 99 Rand a month with Showmax, a long road trip goes by a whole lot faster. So get to showmax.com and get your 7-day free trial.
All right, Ben's got some sport for us. Come on.
168 days, 19 hours, and 22 minutes.
Until what?
Well, the Olympics.
Oh.
The Rio Olympics. And I like what we do every single month. We give you an update of what's happening in the water. That's all everyone ever talks about. You're looking for Olympic news, and it's like, well, it's still shit in Rio.
Sorry, how much time did you say?
168 days, mobs, 19 hours, and 21 minutes. You know how much more shit will accumulate in that time? That's exactly what the
and how many new
saying.
Viruses will come from Zika? They could mutate into different strains.
But this isn't even Zika. I mean, that's a separate problem. But generally, when you go to the Olympics, you generally aren't pregnant. There's been very few people who've won gold medals who are about 6 months in, you know? So I think the Zika virus for the people going there slightly less of a worry than there is for the water. So the more you dig about this whole water story, and I know it might seem like a recurring trend here, and I'm not just trying to make shit jokes, but these athletes are actually having a bit of a strategy towards this now.
Tell me.
Some are saying that they're going to compete in the waterways in the various disciplines, from canoeing to sailing, whatever it counters, windsurfing. Mm-hmm. And then they're either going to have a variety of hot, sharp showers straight after competing, or they're actually going to go back to their home countries to seek medication. This is the strategy these guys now have. So it's like, okay, we know it's going to be shit. There's no way around it. No one's ever going to clean up the waterways there. We're in for a tough time. We can't miss it because Olympics is every 4 years. Mm-hmm. So you can't train and go, oh, you know what? I wouldn't actually like to go to Rio.
But
you've got to do it.
Have the International Olympic Committee said anything about the fact that this water is going to kill the athletes who are going to participate?
Gareth, you know, Brazil go, yeah, we've got it under control. They've got little boats that go out with a net,
right,
which is essentially like a small child trying to clean his room with like tweezers. So that's kind of what's happening. But
what a mess.
There's been some interesting things that have been found in the waterways recently. So I'm just going to run you through a couple. There's been various stories and investigations around this. So people, some of the athletes who are training, because when it's the Olympics, you don't just prep the day before. It's like a golf tournament where you rock up and play a practice round. These people have been there for the last year, maybe 2 years, getting a feel for what's going on in conditions, how they can train for it, what to look out for. So a lot of athletes have been sharing things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a Dutch windsurfer...
Like a bulletin board?
Well, it's been... Reporters have been talking.
Right.
So things that have been found. Well, garden chairs, an entire refrigerator, along with your usual dead animals. This is all found in the sort of lakes.
Yeah.
Plastic bags have been clogging up rudders on sailboats. So all the sailors are basically going to stop and then pull out bags and like condoms from their rudder.
Oi.
Juice boxes, used condoms. A 14-year-old boy scooped up all kinds of things like this on his first trip as a volunteer trash collector.
Wow.
Headless doll, a suitcase, soda bottles, a car bumper, various old clothes, and just good old-fashioned turds. These are some of the things that are found on a day-to-day visit into the waterways
around
here.
But surely turds, you're not going to find them whole in the water.
Yep.
What?
Yep. Mr. Hankies are going upstream, Gareth, and the Rio ones are tougher than you could ever imagine.
Wow.
So all these things have been found, but an entire TV set actually sort of bobbed into a canoe. Now, if you're going for gold, right, and you hit an old box TV set, That could take about 3 seconds off your time. That's the difference between silver and gold.
That's true.
Imagine being an athlete saying, I was in my prime.
But and then I was knocked off course by a TV.
Collided into a TV. Which was made even worse by the fact that there was used condoms on it.
Oh.
All of these things. Like,
horrible.
How'd your training run go today? Oh, not so bad. 3 turds, 2 condoms, and a fridge. Oh, right. Oh, yesterday had a terrible
time. And this is, let's remember, this is the Olympics. This is not some, you know, track meet for 3 high schools. It's the world's premier athletics convocation.
Some people have said that the smell is so bad that they've vomited in the first time going there. They say after a couple of days you kind of get used to it, but the chance of you vomiting from the mere smell is pretty good.
Wow.
Yeah. Other Olympic news, it looks like Kenya might be excluded. Now, we all know that Russia had their own way of dealing with doping, in that they thought it was kind of allowed, and then they sort of swept it under the carpet for ages. And then Lord Sebastian
Ko,
Grand Master High Emperor Ko, WADA was basically probing him. Dick Pound was all over him. And he's now got to be very upfront about how he's tackling all of this.
Yeah.
And Lord Coast says that Kenya could be excluded if they just don't meet the deadline of combating their drug taking.
Now, this is a problem because Kenya produces some very good sprinters.
What, runners?
Runners generally.
Middle to long distance. Yeah, okay. They haven't got the builds for short distances, but these guys run forever. And everyone thought, you know, cute story. You know, these guys are running around high altitude. They run to work. They run home. That old thing. Meanwhile, they're just juicing up like the rest of us. Well, like the rest of the sporting world.
Well.
So that little fairy tale has been sort of burst, and they could actually be out of the Olympics. Tragic news that, huh?
But well, very, considering that that's the only place Kenya really does have an opportunity to excel.
Yeah. In other Olympic news, it looks like there is, 2024 is suddenly like a big talking point, because this is when the really big cities all kind of throw their weight around getting the Olympics.
Right.
Los Angeles, Rome, Budapest, and Paris. These are the cities that are all vying for the 2024 Olympics. I think it's 2024. Yeah. Los Angeles apparently was one of the last cities to ever record a profit while doing this. Now, the Olympics is a costly affair. People generally get it for nostalgic reasons, and then it becomes an absolute financial burden. LA, they did it right. Paris, they're very gung-ho on having this. So we're just going to see which big city can get it. And the future of the Olympics is something that is a concern. The Winter Olympics, well, you've actually got to pay countries to not take it on. Very few people want it. Very few cities can actually do the Winter Olympics. Of course, they need lots of snow. Snow is something that can generally only happen in the Northern Hemisphere of any sort of level. So that's going to be a difficult one in the future. Whether they can maintain the Summer Olympics, well, with doping things, cities going falling into pot. Difficult times for the Olympic movement. And this was meant to be sport's greatest thing.
If I were a sports minister, or if I were in government and they said, do you want the Olympics? I'd say no.
Hell no.
Because I think it costs you more than it gains you.
It's a lovely idea, but just not nowadays. I mean, Brazil are already in the poo. They have got the junk status. Now they're going to have this thing to make it even worse.
Yeah, and it will. It's going to make the country look worse, not better. That's the point.
Exactly.
All right. MS says, morning team. Ben, screw the Brazil Olympics. How many days till Euro 2016?
Less.
Yeah.
Less days.
All right.
Yeah. I hope I can help
and
you.
Quentin says, hey guys, what's the latest on the Zika virus? I have to travel to Peru next month. I'm scared shitless for the Zika.
Quentin, just don't get pregnant between now and then. Yeah, I think you'll be fine.
And avoid unprotected sex with Brazilians and other South Americans.
Yeah. So and basically, you're fine. Manny Pacquiao says he respects Nike's decision to drop him. Now, we think of it, this is a bit of a no-brainer. Pacquiao is the end of his career. He's just going to end up finding bums now for money. He wants to get into politics. So he's not exactly an athlete you want in the books. You've got plenty of other really talented guys out there. So Pacquiao says, although he does respect Nike dropping them for his very homophobic remarks, he said he still is very much against same-sex marriage, saying it's just not right. And logic would suggest that you shouldn't marry someone of the same age. He was saying... the same sex. He was saying that animals don't do this because animals can differentiate between the sexes.
That old argument.
So if we
there are gay animals.
Well, Manny has never seen a gay animal, Gareth.
No, but not in the Philippines. But then Manny's probably not seen a lot of things that the rest of the world has.
According to Manny, whose life is basically boxing in the Bible and singing really terribly. Nothing's gonna change my love for you. You ought to know by now. Manny's no time about him yet.
And for someone who sings such gay songs, he really shouldn't have a problem with gay people.
Yeah, he says if people can't work out that they shouldn't be marrying the same sex, then we're no better than animals. Well, gays are no better than animals.
That's horrible.
I saw people saying, but Manny has been making homophobic statements for the last 10 years, and only now Nike are deciding to drop him when he happens to be retiring anyway.
Yeah.
And they're saying, oh, convenient. Please, Nike, like, we see right through you.
Well, you know, it's early in the week. It's because Adidas are taking really progressive steps towards addressing this kind of area of life, and they're very supportive. Nike just wanted a piece of the action. So dropping Manny was the big PR thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, all those knobs and fancy suits got together and said, yeah, let's do this. For shits and giggles, let's make out like we care.
Yeah.
Nike are like the worst company for this kind of stuff. Look at the people they've sponsored in the past.
Tiger Woods, Lance Armstrong.
Murderists, sex offenders, cheats.
OJ.
Drug fiends.
Wow. Didn't they sponsor Oscar Pistorius?
That's been part of their hard age. Yeah.
Jesus, they've got the worst, actually.
They did use the M word.
Actually, the last people that you should look to for morality and ethics and role modeling are actually Nike. Actually, stay the hell away from them, right? Yeah.
People organize dog fights. All kinds of people have been on
Did they also support Hitler?
No, I think he was more the German-based brand.
Guys. All right.
Yeah. Anyway, this weekend sees an interesting time in SA cricket because we've got the T20 World Cup coming up. There's seven matches between now and then. Mm-hmm. We've got two versus England now to end their very long tour. Then the Aussies come here. We play three games against them. Then we go to India. We play two warm-up matches. And then on Friday, March the 18th, we'll play our first T20 World Cup match against England, who we now know back to front. We are so connected as humans now,
yes.
As in the palms. So what is going to be the T20 team that the Proteas can play with? Well, I got to say, there's a lot of positivity around this because we've got a great T20 side, all things considered. We're going to be playing in India. A lot of our guys have extensive experience in India because of IPL, recent tours. They definitely know what they're doing. We've got spinners who can play. We've got seamers who know how to take pace off the ball and are quite intelligent. And we've got explosive rocketing batsmen at the top. But the big question is, what's going to happen with our opening batsman? Quinton Acock has to let fly at the new ball. There's no doubt about that. Hashim Amla, I think, is an absolute rock no matter what format you have him in. But now Ebi Davides is going to apparently open the batting. And if he doesn't, then Faf du Plessis is going to open. Now, Faf is the captain, so that has a bit of a conundrum around it. So who opens with one of those two?
Yeah.
If Amla's not going to open, where is he actually going to bat in this team? You're not going to have him coming down at 3 or 4 or 5.
Yeah.
That's just not his role. Quinton Acock, similarly, you want him to start. So it's a strange one, really. I think you've got to start with, well, Ebi Davides is the greatest batsman in all formats, I believe, because he's so explosive, and he'll be great. If you open with him, he scores 100, I don't think you'll lose. But then you don't want to waste a guy like Amla. So that's going to be addressed in the next seven matches. Then we've got a guy like Dumini, and say what you want, he is the highest run scorer for South Africa in the format. Not by 2 or 3 runs, but by quite a lot. He scored more runs by playing the same amount of games as Ebi Davides. So we've got to throw a prejudice aside here. Dumini is going to play. I'm guessing he's going to bat 4 or 5 at the absolute lowest. And again, extensive IPL experience. He is the man for the middle order. Form aside, the guy knows what he's doing in T20. I just think it's a format that best suits him. Then you've got to play David Miller. This whole thing about him and Berhardin fighting for a spot, bullshit. Berhardin is not going to be in the same league as Miller, and even though Miller sat in his ass for the last month watching ODI matches, he's not going to be that sharp. He might not even perform too well this weekend, but who knows? Here's a guy with explosive talent. The IPL has backed him to captain one of the sides. He's the real deal. Then we've got this really likable sort of situation where we've got Morris and Visa, who can come in at 6 and 7 on the batting order. They both are pretty explosive with the bat. They both are decent bowlers, and again, the IPL has faith in putting $1 million behind Morris. I know this isn't the benchmark for all cricket because a guy like Ravindra Jadeja got millions and millions for many years, but I think you've got to have faith in these guys. They're going to do the business. Really great all-rounders for this format, and that makes a great batting lineup from 1 to 7. All guys who can either build an innings, get some good scores, or they can just belt it out the park. Then Dale Steyn is going to be fit. So if Dale Steyn is fit, you play Dale Steyn. That's just the rule of life. Kakisa Rabada, you can't rule him out of any format right now. He's got the form, he's got the confidence, he's got the right mentality for all of this, which then leaves us the luxury of being able to play two spinners. I think we've got Morris v. Sustainer Rabada. There's four seamers that can all bowl a lot of 4 overs between them. So they probably won't. I think Visa and Morris might take a bit more tap, but hey, we've got the luxury of then having two spinners. Tahir could be man of the tournament coming into this. And getting drunk, holding the drinks jokes aside, Aaron Pangiso is a left-arm spinner. Left-arm spinners do well in India. So there is 11 good teams, 11 good players for a team, which might not even have to have Hashim Amla. We're in a really good spot here, and I think this is going to be a fascinating weekend for cricket. And England's T20 side on paper is probably even more impressive than that. But again, there's inexperience in the bowling attack, but just so much talent in the batting lineup. Wow. Hmm. It's going to be an exciting, exciting weekend for that. Friday, today, first game, 6 o'clock, and then Sunday, 2:30. That's your next game. So if you like T20, well, you've got it coming out of every orifice for, well, the next 2 months.
So, okay.
Very exciting times there. Just lastly, football for the weekend to look forward to. In the local APSA Premiership, the Sundowns are still 9 points ahead. They'll play tomorrow. They'll play at home against Arrows at 6 o'clock.
Other games, let's not forget what Brasatane said about his predictions for Sundowns.
That's why I'm bringing it back. So they take on Arrows at home, 6 o'clock tomorrow. Tonight, you can see Wits versus Tux. Wits are second on the log right now. It'll be at 8 o'clock tonight. So if they are going to make a charge and Brasatani's suggestions are going to come true, Wits need to win pretty much everything going in. Polokwane versus Ajax tomorrow at 3:30. Chip United versus Free State Stars at 3:30 as well. Chiefs Supersport United, another big game for the weekend. That's at 8:15 tomorrow. And then Sunday, Platinum Stars take on Cosmos at 3:30. Black Aces take on Pirates at 3:30 as well. Same time, you'll also be able to see Celtic versus Maritzburg. Last night in the Europa League, which is the league that people don't really care about unless there's nothing else on. Last night, there was nothing else on. So to run you through those results quickly, FC Augsburg, they drew with Liverpool.
Augsburg. Okay.
Liverpool 0-0. Man United, yeah, they lost. They went 1-0 up, but then they lost 2-1 in Denmark to FC Midtjylland.
All right.
Yeah, very, very worrying.
You want to keep talking nonsense about these shitty teams? You've got to get to Ant here.
Yeah, Gareth, I'm rounding it up.
Augsburg.
You've got to understand.
Is there such a place?
Yes. People have various sporting interests here.
Yeah.
And then FA Cup, the big games to look forward to this weekend. Arsenal versus Hull, quarter to three tomorrow. And the big one for the weekend, Chelsea versus Man City. That's Sunday, 6 o'clock. More sport on Monday after what is going to be another jam-packed weekend.
Yep. All right. Very good. Thank you, Ben. It's time for Anthea. Everybody,
she looks hard for the money.
Do your exercise to this.
So hard for it, honey. She looks hard for the money, so you better drink her right.
You get some physical exercise and you get some monetary exercise this morning. Good morning, Anthea. How are you?
Good morning, Gareth. I'm just okay. This market's not treating me very well at the moment.
I was looking at it. We're kind of almost near where we were in November. I mean, not as good, but we're climbing slightly. It's baby steps.
Yeah, that's exactly it. There's no real kind of hard conviction, right?
Yeah.
So yesterday the market was down about 0.33% again. $1.8 billion traded. That's 27.5 billion rand, by the way. I keep quoting this number in dollars. I thought, yeah, makes sense to do it in rads. It's a lot of money.
But here's the thing I want to know. Has the return, the average, the mean rate of return from the JSE, has that gone down considerably as well?
Yes, absolutely. Over what period, though? Hang on.
Well, let's say in the last few months since this crisis. Let's say since November.
Yes, definitely. So I don't know exactly what the number is since November. I'm guessing we're probably, as you say, we're probably close to where we were in November. So, you know, we've caught a bit of a little wave.
So we're about 6 to 8%?
Sure. No, I don't think we are. I think we're probably closer to flat, I would say.
Oy vey.
So it depends on where you measure it from, right? I mean, in the last, since the 21st of Jan, the market's up about 7%.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Where you measure it from.
If you'd bought things in December, you'd be 7% up.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And we didn't get our 4-day rally over 1% gain on the S&P 500 yesterday, which we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, Walmart released fairly weak quarterly results. Just on that, it is reporting season in the U.S., and about 77% of the S&P 500 companies have already reported. Of those, three quarters have beaten earnings per share expectations, which is not nearly as bad as everyone keeps saying it is, right?
Right.
The problem, of course, is that only half of them have beaten sales expectations. And what that means is that they've managed to maintain good margins while experiencing lower sales growth. Unfortunately, the shares haven't rallied on the back of that, but it's just not as bad. That's what I'm saying.
Right. Okay.
And then back to our market. Resources got the hardest hit yesterday. Wow, they came off. Gold was sold down. I mean, Goldfields, I think, was down 10% again yesterday. Financials were nice and strong, so that helps me. I quite like that. Discovery. Discovery was up 7% yesterday after being down 5% the day before.
Yeah.
Very odd. Maybe they were listening to us yesterday. We did go on a bit about how we weren't too perturbed about the poor earnings number.
That's right. We were talking about it just yesterday, and look what happens. You can't miss this show.
There you go. Got to listen. And then, of course, Truworths was up 2%. They released their first half results. Nothing out of the ordinary. We were expecting these from their trading statement a couple of weeks ago. Really nice set of results. Headline earnings were up 21%. Credit sales were definitely the tailwind for Truworths, though. So a nice increase in the credit sales as opposed to cash sales. And the fact that the bad debts were slightly lower than last year, that was quite surprising. Also a nice indication. They did say going forward they were expecting a deterioration in the retail environment in South Africa. But I'm hoping that their offshore businesses will have a positive effect and negate that, because they did buy Phase 8 in 2014, and last year they bought Office, the UK retailer.
Mm-hmm.
So nice. You know what was unexpected? Tongaat. So here's a share that was trading 105 Rand yesterday, which means since the 21st of Jan, it's up 25%.
Wow. That would have been good.
Yeah, and I've just told you, since the 21st of Jan, the market's up only 7.5%. So really outstripping the market. You know, I've been waiting for this share to make the announcement on the sale of their land in Umhlanga Ridge.
Right.
No announcement. So,
this is just normal business.
No, because it's not sugar. There's no reason for it to be up. I think it's a leaky market. That's what I think.
What does that mean?
It means that somebody knows something and they're buying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, tell me, when you say somebody knows something, what are you allowed to know and not allowed to know? When does a tip become insider trading?
Always think the same thing.
There's so many rules around this. So if you are an insider, if you work for the company, you are not allowed to trade during the closed period. The closed period is the 2 months, more or less, before you announce your results. Because what happens, your books close, let's say December is your year end, and then all the auditors and the accountants start adding up the numbers, and obviously people in the company are privy to this.
Mm-hmm.
And then they only tell the public, let's say, in February. So in that period, you're not supposed to say anything. There is something called mosaic theory, though, which... For us, it's an interesting one for us, because obviously we talk to management a lot, and, you know, we do talk amongst ourselves, and we do have expectations about where these numbers should be. So if you think that you know something, or you've heard something which is not related directly to the company, you're not an insider anymore.
Huh.
It's very complicated.
It sounds to me like it would be very difficult to prove some of this stuff, you know?
I'm afraid it is, actually. That is exactly it. So in South Africa's actually got a very bad track record of prosecuting, is the word I'm looking for, insider trading.
Hmm.
And I don't know if it – I don't think it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
I just think it's difficult to prove, that's all.
Right. Okay. All right.
You know what is worrying me at the moment is this rand, 15.45 to the US dollar at the moment.
Yeah.
And I know we all like a stronger rand, but my portfolio is very heavily weighted towards rand hedge stocks. So, I'm thinking maybe I should be hedged out ahead of the budget speech. You know, I think Pravin Gordhan's like the boy with a finger in the dike, right? There's a hole and he plugs it, but right. The damn wall is actually still weak.
Yeah.
But there is a chance, like an outside chance, that he could announce something significant, in which case I think the rand could trade below 15. So I don't know. I think I'm probably going to buy some bonds this morning. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, really? Okay. Now, you told me to buy my Forex, which I did yesterday.
I knew you were going to get angry with me.
Yeah. What kind of advice is this?
Huh? So it could have gone either way, right? Now you're beginning to sound like Michael Flax.
Okay.
And if you are, when you are traveling, if you are unhappy with the fact that you bought your currency at 1570 or wherever you bought it.
Yeah.
Then use your credit card. And then when you come back, I'm pretty sure that the rand will be slightly weaker. I don't think this is a stronger for longer scenario for the rand. I honestly don't.
Okay, I've got you. So that's what you do. If for example, you bought it at 1540 and it drops to 14, then you would use your credit card overseas. You come back, you've still got the dollars.
And then wait until the till the rand weakens again, mm-hmm. and buy it.
Got you. All right. Swap out those dollars.
There you go.
I have it. All right. There's a plan underfoot here. All right. Still,
I did feel a bit bad that you bought your dollars at 1570.
Still no real standout need to buy anything, right?
No.
No.
Definitely not.
Anything you think we should immediately divest from? Come on. I've got to check in with you every 2 or 3 days because it changes.
Wow. The 420 stocks on the JSE could be any one of them. Depends on what you've got in your portfolio. But I tell you what. You know Sarah's in Cape Town talking to the Stellenbosch Mafia, having lunches and breakfast as she does.
Yeah.
And we were talking yesterday about what PSG are going to do with their cash because she had breakfast with them. And I think they're going to be putting it into Caro, the schools. You know, they raised this cash before Nene Gate last year, which was fantastic timing, probably more arse than class. But, you know, it was lucky. So give them that. And so now they're sitting on this pile of cash. And then Capitec's looking really good as well. So I do like PSG, but I already own it. So if you don't own it,
but
you get
some. Told me a while ago that we should get out of PSG, remember?
Did I?
Yeah.
Did we not get back into it?
No.
Okay, then you should be buying some PSGs.
Is it cheap now?
I think they've got some good plans afoot. That's what it is.
Okay.
And I'm looking for them to bolster their Caro and Capitec.
Okay, I got you. I'm listening carefully to everything you say.
Super.
All right, thank you very much, Anthea.
Pleasure. Have a good weekend, guys.
Anthea, and you too. Anthea Gardner with the Money Shot every day at about 6:45. Fantastic, useful information. Even if you're not a major trader, you're just having some fun with it, it's good to know this stuff. Now, I got a message here from Carla. He says, Gareth, I just received a Facebook memory. Today, 3 years ago, you played DMX on 5FM. Another great memory. Let's create another one today. All right, so look, I'm going to be a little nostalgic for a second, and I'm going to play the beautiful rap of DMX to remind those people who think Lil Wayne is an artist or a virtuoso how little they know about rap music. CliffCentral.com.